It's Thursday, the 5th of September, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. The Namibia Economic Freedom Fighters has won its case against the Electoral Commission of Namibia after the commission cancelled the party's registration in June. In a judgment delivered on Thursday, Judge Thomas Masuku set aside the ECN's decision. Speaking outside the courthouse after the ruling, NEFF spokesperson Teresia Hamurenge shared the way forward.
We are going to continue with our campaign. Our campaign was delayed because of the deregistration, but now where we are standing today, we can start our campaign again and proceed because we are fighters and fighters never give up. So we are going to continue with our campaign. We shall keep our fighters updated with everything and our manifesto will be released in due time. And really, NEFF is here for the nation and it will always be here for the nation.
Human rights lawyer Bianca Awala of BB Boyce Attorneys has criticized a reality show that films intoxicated Namibians for crime prevention. Awala raised concerns about ethics, legal standards on privacy and human dignity, especially for vulnerable populations.
Article 21, 1A of the Namibian Constitution says that all persons shall have a right to freedom of speech and expression, which includes freedom of media, freedom of press and other media. And that freedom of press, when they are broadcasting and publishing information, then there should be a public interest. What is a public interest where somebody is intoxicated, minding their business, walking in the middle of the night? And how are crimes being prevented by filming that and putting that on social media platforms? People who are intoxicated are not in their full decision-making capacity, right? That they're having their faculties impaired. Then can these people consent to being filmed and also further, let's take it a step further, to being published or broadcast on social media platforms? Each person has an inherent right to dignity, to your reputation. These are people's mothers, fathers, uncles, aunties. So the issue of legality around this, I think, is a little bit complex.
Namibia, alongside other African Union member states, is commemorating Africa Amnesty Month this September. The Namibian Police's Chief Inspector Eliphas Kuwinga announced that the public has until 30 September 2024 to surrender any illicit or unwanted firearms, ammunition and related materials.
Public members in possession of illegal firearms are urged to surrender those arms at any police stations. It will be without any prosecution. But after the end of this month, any individual who will be found in possession of illegal arms, ammunition and armaments will be held liable and subject to prosecution. Last year, 2023, 159 firearms were surrendered. One can see from the figure, there are still firearms out there.
The Nkweba meteorite, which exploded over the Eastern Cape on the 25th of August with a force of 92 tons of dynamite, will be part of South Africa's heritage. Here's the Eastern Cape Heritage Resource Agency's Slindo Kule Mavuzo speaking to the SABC.
This is one way in which we can actually find out about how our Earth formed, tell us about how the galaxy formed, how the solar system is forming. So we, the South African agency that governs these kind of events and these kind of antiquities, make sure that this is preserved so that scientists can study it.
And U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland says Russian President Vladimir Putin's inner circle directed companies to promote disinformation as part of a program to influence the presidential election.
We allege that RT and its employees, including the defendants, implemented a nearly $10 million scheme to fund and direct a Tennessee-based company to publish and disseminate content deemed favorable to the Russian government. To implement this scheme, the defendants directed the company to contract with U.S.-based social media influencers.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.